What is truth? Pilate asked. At best, he didn't know. At worst, he thought truth was relative. As men say today, whatever is true for you does not have to be true for me, as if we can determine what is actually true. Rather, truth is objective. Truth cannot be changed. Truth is binding on all people of all time and of every place, whether they like it or not, whether they believe it or not, whether they want it or not. So what is truth? Truth is, you are a sinner. You were conceived in sin and so born under the wrath of God. The truth is, you sin daily, hourly, yes, even every second of every day, because on this side of glory you are always at the same time both a saint and a sinner. The truth is, your good works are not enough. Your love is not enough. Your piety is condemning before God. The truth hurts because you think you're better than that. But it doesn't matter if you are better than other sinners, the same sinful flesh that dwells in them also dwells in you. It doesn't matter if you make up for your sins, or fix your mistakes, or make it up to others. It can't change the reality of what you still are by nature. So be careful when you start asking about the truth, because the truth hurts. The mirror of God's holy law reveals your condition with perfect clarity. These are the facts, whether you like it or not, whether you accept it or not, whether you want it or not. So how naive of Pilate to ask a question and then not stay for the answer. The truth, Pilate, is this man is innocent and you know it. The truth, Pilate, is you failed to carry out justice because you are afraid. The truth, Pilate, is this is the man who gave you your authority. The truth is that flogging hurts. A crown of thorns hurts. Being beaten hurts. But the truth is that he endures it all in your place, Pilate, Peter, Barabbas, yes, even Judas. He stands in your place, dear sinner, and in mine. He willingly places himself under the wrath of God so that you might be healed. He stands in your place, ready and willing to bear your stripes so you might be made whole. You have not discharged your vocation perfectly, but he has carried out his office with perfection, so that you might be saved. You have been harsh, but he has been merciful. You have been loveless, and yet in love he refuses to answer, lest he be released and you be condemned. So the truth is, today is a sad day, full of mourning and grief, because today God died. But more than that, we're not just here having a funeral for God. Today is a sad day full of mourning and grief because that is how great our sins are. Was this really the only way? Was the blood of the Most High God really the only sufficient price? What great lengths he went to pay for your sins. And if he steps down 1 second too early, you would not be saved. So at the cross, you see your nature rightly. At the cross, you see just how devastating your greed, your lust, your discontentment, your anger, your hatred, your pride really is. Look at the blood flowing from his holy body and try to tell me that your discontentment didn't hurt anyone. He bears the punishment. He endures the pain of hell in your place. The truth is that your sins cut you off from God. The truth is that this cross should have been your cross. The wrath and anger and vengeance of God was against you. All that Christ suffered, you racked up to your own account. The physical pain should have been your eternal pain. The blood should have been your blood. The mental anguish should have been your eternal anguish. The fiery torment should have been your eternal lot. Because the truth is, these are not his sins, but they are your sins. But the truth is, today is a good day, a day full of hope and joy. Today is a day of victory, because today God died. But more than that, God died in your place. What love that he would ransom a slave at the price of his own life. What goodness that he would be forsaken so that you might be heirs of heaven. What grace that he would die for your sins so you might live. The truth is, God cannot be angry at you. He can't demand anything from you or ask anything else from you. He can't hold you accountable, punish you, harm you, or even yell at you. Because the truth is, he labors underneath your curse. He carries your heavy load. The wrath of God is set against him, and the loving Father turns his back on him. Each drop of blood he sheds covers your many sins. Every second he hangs in hell is to pay for your transgressions. He does not stop until you are free, reconciled to the Father, and saved from death. No one forced him. No one compelled him. But he willed to be your Savior and to die in your place. So what is truth? Truth is, today is a day of victory. That the cross is victory. And faith informs the eyes what to see. It's not a day to have a funeral for God, but it's a day to commemorate the victory he has won for us. Truth is, God is your substitute. Truth is, God sheds his blood to atone for your sin. Truth is, God dies so that you might live and never die. The truth is, God lies in your grave to sanctify your grave. The truth is, the innocent Lamb of God breathes his last so that you might breathe the air of heaven. The truth is, God must punish the sinner. He must. He can't sweep sin under the rug. He can't simply ignore it. The soul that sins must die. The truth is, God must justify the sinner. Because Christ became sin for you so that you might become the righteousness of God. The truth is found only in that cross. For that cross alone is victory. The truth is, today is a day of joy. Today is a day of victory. For all things have been overcome by Christ for you. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and whoever believes in him has this eternal life, has this victory over sin and death. There is no one else. There is no other way. Christianity is it. Christ is it. For this alone, this cross alone, is victory. The truth is, you were baptized into his death. The truth is, you were baptized into his resurrection. So the truth is, you are heirs of heaven. That is your home. Pilate wants to know what truth is, even as today many want to know what truth is. They're searching for truth. Truth stands in front of Pilate, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. A Savior. A substitute, a sacrifice, a victory by a cross. He will never leave you. The Father will never forsake you. The Spirit will never depart from you, for the truth is clear. Christ has won this victory for you. In Jesus' name.